Ok praises teens and Korean pop fans for allegedly using Chinese app to meddle with Trump rally. By Christina Wong on June 21, 2020. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, known as Ok, openly cheered reports of teenagers and Korean pop music fans using the Chinese-owned app TikTok to sign up for President Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and inflate RSVP numbers. TikTok, which is popular among teenagers around the world, is considered such a security threat by the U.S. military that soldiers and sailors are banned from using it on government-issued phones. In October, Senators Tom Cotton, RR, and Chuck Schumer, DNY, asked the U.S. intelligence community to investigate the app. The Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal, also published a report on Wednesday that suggested that TikTok was boosting the views of certain videos where users flattered Chinese president and Chinese Communist Party General Secretary Xi Jinping. Nonetheless, Ocasio-Cortez bragged on Twitter Saturday night that teens and K-pop allies used the app to purposely inflate Trump's rally RSVPs. K-pop is a reference to South Korean pop music. It is not clear who these alleged music fans or allies are. TikTok is owned by Beijing-based company ByteDance Limited. National security laws passed in recent years in China allow for the communist-controlled authoritarian government to access any data that Chinese companies obtain. Wall Street Journal reported that Cotton and Schumer were concerned that the Chinese government was censoring content, and media reports have alleged that the app was removing videos that were politically sensitive in China. Two people interviewed by the Wall Street Journal claimed that videos where they praised Xi had an uptick in views. One, a 23-year-old Texas songwriter named TJ Ossaday, said his account skyrocketed from 2,000 fans to over 90,000 after he made a 13-second video in April calling Xi my president. I'd never seen any type of growth on my page until I made that joking video, he said. On Sunday, CNN interviewed a grandmother named Mary Jo Lop who claimed that she started the campaign for fake RSVPs on TikTok, which a video late Thursday night, and it was viral by Friday morning. She is a former Pete Buttigieg campaign volunteer. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.